From the Stephen Foster Center in historic White Springs, Florida, welcome to The Gatherings, folk and blues from the land of flowers. During this series, we'll visit festivals and concert venues throughout Florida, bringing you many of the state's finest folk and blues artists in live and studio performances. This week on The Gatherings, we feature a special tribute to Don Grooms, a man whose influence on Florida folk music and art earned him the 1996 Florida Folk Heritage Award. Florida lost a folk music giant in 1998 with the death of folk singer-songwriter Don Grooms of Gainesville. 67-year-old Grooms was a mainstay of the state's oldest official folk festival. Less than a year before his death, the thousands gathered in White Springs heard and sang along with the artists whose Cherokee looks and humorous lyrics made him stand out from the rest. He wrote songs about his Native American heritage, love songs, and he had a flair for social commentary, both serious and humorous. One of the crowd favorites was Groom's song Winnebagoes, which poked fun at the tourists and snowbirds traveling the interstate to Florida.
They got their OCB and the color TV, every third car on the road. His Ma and Pa from Saginaw in the Golden Winnebago. Now Winnebago, as we all know, is an old Indian name. It means standing stagnant water, it ain't no claim to fame. But the Sunshine State thinks they're just great, smell just like a rose. The bureaucracy in Tallahassee loves them Winnebagoes.
Florida's Don Grooms performing for the last time at the Florida Folk Festival in 1997 with his social commentary on Florida tourism. Although he was a crowd favorite in recent years, many folk music lovers may not know the story behind his success at White Springs. In one of his last interviews before his death, Grooms shared how, while working as a judge at an old-time fiddler's convention, he was approached by a singer-songwriter who soon became his closest music buddy, the late Will McLean. It was McLean who introduced Grooms more than two decades ago at White Springs and brought him out of a self-imposed musical slump.
I reached a point twice before where you get standing ovation and then after a while it becomes necessary. So I walked away from it. And Will insisted I go to festival with him. And then right in the middle of his set, he said, "And there's a guy here I'd like you to hear." So he did that about the next three festivals I was at, and then I was hooked again.
Groom's primary income came from his teaching position at the University of Florida College of Journalism and Telecommunications, a position he held for 30 years. But his true love was always folk music, and he found ways to mesh the two loves when 27 years ago, in what could be classified now as a bittersweet program, Don served as host and producer of a television special called Florida Sand on WUFT-TV in Gainesville. The program featured Groom's friends and folk music legends Gamble Rogers, Will McLean, and Dale Kreider.
Gamble and Will got a lot of stories about St. Augustine, Florida. What's it about St. Augustine that turned you on?
St. Augustine's an enchanted city, isn't it?
To me it is.
To me it is, too. Well, see, it's the ancient city. It's the oldest city in the United States.
I can walk down those narrow streets and just see things going on,
Yeah. Hear
things, and it's a beautiful place.
Well, one of the first songs I ever heard you sing was a song about Chief Osceola of the Seminole Indians.
Yeah.
I know that song was printed in a New York folk song journal, and they said that he was a great symbol of freedom, but I think in the deep sense he is, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
In a dungeon deep at St. Augustine, Chief Osceola wept for his people and his golden land. His body had not slept. Then Wildcat said, "Oh chief, I beg you go with me to stand against our mortal foe." But Osceola raised his proud head high, said, "Do this ere I die." Wildcat brother, to the grassy waters, take the Seminole, there no white man can invade. To leave you lying dead and cold, I shall not live among such evil men who mock the sign of truce, this flag of white, and honor not their given secret word. My name will be the light that burns in every warrior's soul. In dark and hidden reaches, they will never drive us from our land, nor drain our blood like leeches. My spirit walks with those of you who die, and those of you who always will remain upon this blood-stained, blessed, flowered land. Must fight and fight again.
Singer-songwriter and friend Dale Kreider says his fondest memory of Grooms will be the day they both helped to disperse the ashes of Will McLean into the Ocklawaha River in 1990.
And I guess you could say that I appeared on the same stage with Don a number of times, but the way I felt closest with him was in touching Will McLean's ashes. You know, we both had our hands in Will's ashes down at Gore's Landing at the same time, and we sort of like pitched it into the water and fed the minnows, and Don was always a smoker, and Will was always a smoker, and Don had gone and gotten some cigarettes and pitched the cigarettes in there after Will. I wouldn't have thought of that, you know. But it was very important that Will have some smokes on his way down the river.
Groom's musical kinmanship included close relationships with not only Dale Kreider and Ray Valla, but other Florida folk greats, including the late Gamble Rogers, Paul Champion, and Jim Ballew. But it was Will McLean who inspired Grooms, a Native American himself, to write one of his more serious and favorite songs about the bloody skirmish between DeSoto and the Native Americans in Payne's Prairie in north central Florida.
Well, when Will first came into my life, I'd written songs before, but they were, some of them were pretty good. But I'd written They'll Have to Carry Me Back to Old Virginia, and fun songs. And Will would say, well, that's pretty good, but it doesn't have a lot of meaning to it. So I had came up with a 5-minute song called Vita Chuco, and I played that for Will, and he listened to it and played it for me again. And when I finished, he said, Grooms, you have finally justified your existence. And Will played the harmonica, and he loved it and always insisted I do it, and his harmonica would just hang in the air at the end there. So.
When DeSoto recovered, his rage was still high. He said, bring all those Indians to me. Then he slaughtered 1,200, laughed as they died. Marched on across the Swanee.
Chuco is one of the songs on Grooms' Walk Proud, My Son, his most famous CD. The producer for that endeavor was Tom Shedden, one of Don Grooms' pickin' buddies and a former College of Journalism and Telecommunications student. Shedden says it was a labor of love.
After hearing Don's song Vita Chuco and some of his older songs, Belita Sam, Dirty Dan, The Bicycle Man, I heard someone that was expressing a voice that I really felt inspired to do something about, to help him take that voice and share it with a lot of other people.
Shedden gathered the musicians together 2 decades ago and produced the recording in what he describes as a one-take style of production. He says he felt if he handled the business of making that CD, Grooms could concentrate on the art.
We borrowed an Ampeg 601 and brought it over to his house and started recording and setting up mics and bringing people in and starting assembling all the pieces. As we put all the pieces together, I explained to him how I would do it and what I would do. It had to be done Grand Ole Opry style. I tried isolating Don, and that term reflects that everybody plays at the same time. It's like a one-take experience. Try not to step on each other, try not to bleed over into the other microphones, and not let the energy die. Try to hold the album together. But we had a really good time making it. It was really good energy. And the main thing is that Don means everything he's saying, and you can absolutely hear it in his voice.
While I'm in this world, no matter where I roam, I'll always be going back to my Cherokee mountain home. 'Cause Sally died for me many years ago, and I'd rather be in Cherokee than any place I know.
Many of Don's songs dealt with treatment of Native Americans, what they went through for 400 years, you know, since Europeans have been here in the States.
Lloyd Baldwin played fiddle with Don Grooms through the years.
Don was Cherokee on his mother's side. In fact, he grew up on a reservation up near Cherokee, North Carolina. And one song that he wrote called Solly is in honor of a Cherokee chief. I remember vividly the way Don used to introduce this song. Voice as clear as a bell saying, "Well, Jesus may have died for you Americans, but Solly died for me."
Grooms received national attention when Sing Out magazine featured the song he wrote and dedicated to his mother. Walk Proud, My Son has practically become an anthem at Florida folk festivals.
Well, of course, one of my songs that almost everybody does, even Gamble. Somebody called and said they had a recording of Gamble doing Walk Proud, My Son. Well, they traced me down to Sing Out magazine. So that one, of course, everybody likes that.
Now I've got a son of my own. He's even got his own telephone. It seems like I buy him something every day. He's got everything that money can buy, and it makes me want to cry, 'cause I know he'll never hear his mother say,
"Use it up, wear it out, make it do or do without. You can't pay for the things you wanna buy. Wear your old faded jeans, they are patched but they are clean. Walk proud, my son, and hold your head up high."
Another tradition inspired by Grooms takes place on the gazebo stage above the Suwannee River. Grooms' longtime music buddy, Frank Thomas, leads the audience through the Florida State Song on the festival's last day, Something Started by Don Grooms.
Don Grooms started it.
Don Grooms' life inspired not only Frank Thomas, but others like Gainesville singer-songwriter Mark Smith. The songs truly touched Grooms.
Frank Thomas wrote a song about me, that I'm now the patriarch of the folk people. And then Mark Smith wrote one called "The Only Spot in Dixie Where the Mountains Meet the Sand." And a couple of years ago, they both did. Now, maybe it was last year. They took part of their set and sang both songs on the main stage. I told them I think I ought to have the decency to go ahead and die.
He caught the essence of two places where his heart embraced the land. And he's the only spot in Dixie where the mountains meet the sand. He brings life to Cocoochee. He gave refuge to McLean. curse the Yankees on vacation. Though he's not what you'd call me, the Smokies bred a soul for ballads. They put a tribe into his veins, and his tunes reach from those hilltops to the prairie they call Pains.
Gainesville singer-songwriter Mark Smith.
As a folk performer, because I had not been around Will McLean or Gamble Rogers particularly, Don was sort of my Florida folk hero, sort of the senior performing member when I came along. The song is called Where the Mountains Meet the Sand, and I just thought that was a tribute I could give to him while he was living. And at the time I wrote it, I had no idea that he wouldn't have lived to be 100. So it was a privilege for me to be able to share that with him.
He caught the essence of two places where his heart embraced the land. And she's the only spot, Dixie, where the mountains meet the sand. Yes, he's the only spot, Dixie, where the mountains meet the sand.
If there's one word to describe Don, it's passionate.
Tim DeMoss from South Carolina remembers the good old picking days with Don Grooms. He not only was a former student of Grooms, but he actually took up the bass fiddle so he could play music with him. During a radio interview on a memorial tribute to Grooms, DeMoss recalls how Grooms could have audiences in tears one minute and laughing the next. He especially remembers how difficult it was at times because Grooms did not like to rehearse.
You'd get up on stage and Don would lean into the microphone and say, "Folks, I've got a brand new song for you I just wrote." And at that point, my jaw would drop because you're right, it was brand new. I'd never heard it before. And he would decide at that time, it's time to introduce this new song. The unpredictability of Don Grooms is definitely one of his most endearing qualities.
Another of Grooms' closest music buddies was the chief of the Seminole Indian tribe in Florida, James Billy. Chief Billy credits Grooms for the musical switch he made in his own career.
Don says, "Hey, you sound like you could sing some folk songs and get away from the rock and rolls." And so from that, I started writing my songs.
And now we will join Don Grooms in the studio for one of the last songs he recorded. Don sings the Orange Blossom Special, accompanied by Vassar Clements on fiddle. Following Don, we'll go to the main stage of the Florida Folk Festival for a tribute to Don Grooms, featuring many of his friends and fellow musicians. Frank and Ann Thomas begin with a few words about Don, followed by a poetic tribute to Don by Raven Stands Alone. Then we'll hear many Florida musicians presenting their rendition of just some of Grooms' many songs.
Well, the greatest train that ever run down America's railroad track was the Orange Blossom Special, bringing my baby back. From New York to Miami, you could watch them drivers roll, but the Orange Blossom Special don't stop Waldo anymore. She hauled oranges and she hauled people down that seaboard line. From 10 miles away back in the swamp, you could hear her whistle whine. See your old smokestack ablaze and watch them big steel drivers roll, but the Orange Blossom Special don't stop Waldo anymore. You know, people on the railroad track watch the OBS go by. She made grown men shiver and little babies cry. She shook the ground around small towns 50 years ago, but the Orange Blossom Special don't stop Waldo anymore. She took a lot of people from all them Florida towns to the sights in New York City. She was the finest train around. But now the Amtrak's got her, she's diesel to the core, and the Orange Blossom Special don't stop Waldo anymore. Well, look yonder coming down that railroad track. I said, look yonder coming down that railroad track. That's that Orange Blossom Special, bringing my baby back. Well, I'm going down to Florida, gonna get some sand in my shoes. Said I'm going down to Florida, gonna get some sand in my shoes. Ride that orange blossom special and lose these New York blues. Well, talk about your rambling. She's the fastest train on that line. I said, talk about your rambling. She's the fastest train on that line. She's that orange blossom special, rolling down the seaboard line. Said the greatest train ever run down America's railroad track was the Orange Blossom Special, bringing my baby back. But now the Amtrak's got her, she's diesel to the core, and the Orange Blossom Special don't stop Waldo anymore. No, that Orange Blossom Special don't stop in Waldo anymore.
Well, it's with a lot of sadness, I guess, that we're here tonight, but we need to also be rejoicing. You know, I asked Don a couple of weeks before he died. I said, Don, you written anything new? He said, no, I guess I've written them all. We went to see him in the hospital the night he died, and he was looked better than he looked in a long time, bright-eyed and joking around and just having a good time. He told me just before we left, he said, I was really ready to go, but I guess the Great Spirit had something else he wanted me to do. So we left, and it was the next day we were playing somewhere that we got home and got the word. First thing that Ann told me, she's the one who got the call, says, you know, Don Grooms is the only man I know who could argue with God and win.
I remember my brother in song. I remember my brother in sorrow. I remember my brother in laughter. I remember my brother in dreams. I saw him sing. I felt his sorrow. I heard him laughing, and he told me his dreams. His name was Don Grooms. I will speak his name no more. Creator, are you dancing with him now? Aho.
The Raven stands alone.
There was a whole bunch to love and admire in Don. Even if you had never heard his music, there was a whole bunch to love and admire in Don. The boy who had the potential to have nothing, who created a better world for us all, the man who taught, the man who honored his mother, the man who worked in civil rights with President Johnson to make the world a better place for you and for me. Don was the softest spoken, the gentlest, the most forgiving man I've ever known. And we're here tonight to celebrate the man and the music.
This is Don's song, Wild Birds. Wild birds flew by him calling his name. I guess I done you dirty. I didn't mean to do you wrong when I went off and left you in that big house all alone. I just called to say I hope you'd understand when I explained that the wild birds flew by me calling my name. They said, come on, leave the cities behind. We'll go out on some mountain just to see what we can find. cornfield in Maine, a desert in old Nevada where we can live life again. God knows I loved you and I wanted to stay. I'd still be there with you if the wild birds had stayed away.
Juco. They came to the prairie searching for gold, demanding what did not exist. When Chief Vida Chuco explained there was none, DeSoto put irons on his wrist. And Chief Vida Chuco had a great feast. He told tales across the campfire about the vast riches beyond the Suwannee. Told the Spaniards to search over there. And then the Indian knives met the big Spanish sword and were broken in the battle that night. Chief Vida Chuco slashed DeSoto's face, but he lost his own life in the fight. Then the Indians recovered. His rage was still high. He said, bring all those Indians to me. He slaughtered 4,000 and laughed as they died. And then he marched on across the Suwannee. Thank you.
Then the Indians waited, and they came back again to the prairie where they hoped to remain. But the white man still wanted that rich prairie land, so he fought the new leader, King Payne. Colonel Dan Noonan brought troops to a lake. King Payne brought his warriors there too, and they routed the soldiers, but they lost their own life, as Indians usually do. Came back as they always return and drove the Indians off of their land. Fort 400 villages and watched them all burn, and ended the struggle Vita Chuco began. Now are there no more Indians in North Florida. There's no more land for the white men to take. There's only a prairie named for King Payne and for Colonel Dan Noonan Alley.
I haven't been introducing these people because you know who they are. However, you may not recognize this gentleman. He is from up in the Carolina Hills. You remember the first album Don ever did, Walk Proud, My Son, was produced by Tom Shedden.
Evening. Congratulations, Standing Bear.
Congratulations, Standing Bear, today you are a man. Yesterday you were a heathen savage living off the land. Now the courts have changed the color of the red skin you have worn. At last you are a free man in the land where you were born. In the heat of Oklahoma, where the white man sat him down, Standing Bear was sadly watching his last son die on the ground. Father, please, the boy cried weakly, when my final hour has come, don't let my bones be buried in this Oklahoma sun. Take me home to the Dakotas, where my mother gave me birth. Let my body lie forever in the breast of Mother Earth. So they left the reservation, headed north through Omaha. That's where they were arrested, for it was against the law. Filed a writ of habeas corpus and set those people free. But the whites said, those aren't people, just Indians, can't you see? And then into the federal courtroom in front of Judge Dundee, where he said, of course they're people, you've got to set them free. Congratulations, Standing Bear, today you are a man. Yesterday you were a heathen savage living off the land. Now the courts have changed the color of the red skin you have worn. At last you are a free man in the land where you were born. Well, they loaded up his body, headed for the burial ground. That's where the soldier stopped them, said, turn this thing around. You're no longer an Indian, the courts made you a man. You cannot bury your garbage on this sacred Indian land. Congratulations, Standing Bear, today you are a man. Yesterday you were a heathen savage living off the land. Now the courts have changed the color of the red skin you have worn, but you'll never be a free man in the land where you were born. No, you'll never be a free man in the land where you were born.
Don wrote a lot of serious songs. One thing he was real serious about was having fun, and I think he wrote this one for just that reason. And one. I was born in Cherokee, North Carolina, through no fault of my own. If I'd had any voice in the matter, Florida, where I'd have been born. But you can't call me a Florida cracker. Oh, I love this Florida sand. If great-granddaddy wanted me to be a cracker, told me some Seminole land. Had the flu the day the love bugs ate my mother, and I went to pick her up in Zephyr Hill. But she caught the train to Apopka to work in the turpentine still. Well, I caught up with her in the canopy. She said she was doing okay. She was pleasing the interstate truckers. Oh, mama, at a place called the Cafe Risque. Now that you can't call me a Florida cracker, though I love this Florida sand. If great-granddaddy wanted me to be a cracker, he'd have stole me some Seminole land. Well, I worked my way down to the tourist, squashed a palmetto bug or two. Scream, mama, I ain't no cracker, and I'm blaming it all on you. 'Cause you can't call me a Florida cracker, though I love this Florida sand. Do you love Florida? Hey, daddy wanted me to be a cracker. He stole me some Seminole land.
Well, now y'all see the softer, gentler side here. Following that song was perfect, about Seminole land. James, Billy, and I went up to see that Don left here standing pat, and, you know, like carrying the things he needed for his trip. And so right there, that North Carolina clay right there at the cemetery, I brought back quite a bit of it. We put some down at Gore's Landing, and I put a little bit down by the gazebo, and so I'm going to put a little bit right here.
Yes! Yeah!
Because, see, we ensured that Don had everything he needed to leave with. And some of us just can't say goodbye that soon. So now every time we're up here, we know that we brought some of Don's North Carolina land down here to Florida. And I'm not going to start anything now. But I think we need to get that sign and these flags back up here. When God made man, put him on this land, said treated with love and care. Only use, do not abuse, it was meant for all to share. Mother Earth will fill your needs, the sun will keep you warm. Respect all living, growing things, and bring this world no harm. For the grass still grows, the river still flows, the earth still brings forth its flowers. We ask that you be gentle to this land that once was ours. We did not give this land to you, it was not ours to give. But we welcomed you to our peaceful shores, taught you how to live. Well, now you say this land is yours. Remember Chief Joseph's cry. If you will not give us a place to live, then leave us a place to die. For the grass still grows, the river still flows, the earth still brings forth its flowers. We ask that you be gentle to this land that once was ours. Pick one side. We only tried to do what was right, the truth you used to know. But please don't do to the red, black, or white what you did to the buffalo. For history's always had a way of repaying what is due. And whatever you do to these, my friends, another will do. For the grass still grows, the river still flows, the earth still brings forth its flowers. We ask that you be gentle to this land that once was ours. For the grass still grows, the river still flows, the earth still brings forth its flowers. We ask that you be gentle to this land that once was ours. Don, we love you, and we damn sure know you're here.
Does this one work? Okay. Dwayne's coming. I got my Jerry Garcia tie on. Comes with a joke. What does a deadhead say when he runs out of drugs? Hey, this band sucks. They got their own CBs, they got color TVs. And every third car on road is some old man from Michigan in a Galdern Winnebago. See him bumper to bumper out on the highway, you can hear him yell breaker one night. But they only ever stopped by a bottle of pop and a pop out sewer line. They got decals on the window saying where the bend, bump sticker saying where the bound. Pull into KOA, they hit the hay, their feet never touch the ground. They got their own CBs and color TVs and every third car on the road. It's Ma and Pa from Saginaw and a Galdern Winnebago. Well, in a Winnebago, I'm sure you know, it's a Chippewa Indian name. It means standing, stagnant, putrid water. Now, how's that for a claim to fame? I'd like to drive for hours through the land of the flowers, the home of the Seminole, and never see one man from Michigan in his Galder and Winnebago. They got their own CBs, color TVs, every third car on the road. It's some old man from Michigan in a Galder and Winnebago. Well, you can't go round sleep. sleeping on the ground with a sleeping bag and just your clothes. You know, the cops will run you in unless you're from Michigan, the guy'll darn Winnebago. But someday when I'm old, when my reflex is low, when I got no more business on the road, I'm gonna move up north. I'm gonna rent me one of them 175-foot long Winnebagos. I'm gonna find their business road, get out there at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, the left-hand lane with the right-hand turn signal on, go 15 miles an hour. I'm gonna hire me 2.6 kids to sit in the back and throw garbage out the window and have me a seatbelt dangling out of one of the doors making sparks on the pavement. In my goddamn Winnebago, they got their own CBs, color TVs, and every third car on the road. It's some old man from Michigan and a goddamn Winnebago. It's Ma and Pa from Saginaw and a goddamn Winnebago.
Excuse me.
Don always enjoyed singing. Sing with us on this one. As soon as we get the little mice out of here.
Some days just drag on forever. Everything seems to go wrong. If we can make it through this evening, a new life will start with the dawn. And tomorrow's gonna be a better day.
Oh, yes, it is.
We'll lose all our pain and our sorrow. We'll all make lots of money and love each other more. When life gets better tomorrow, there won't be no more lonely people walking the sad streets alone. We'll all be instant companions, and hate and fear will be gone. And tomorrow's gonna be a better day. We'll lose all our pain and our sorrow. We'll all some money and love each other more when life gets better tomorrow.
Brother Stan.
Goodwill don't just happen. It takes people like you and I. And if some turkey don't cross me this evening, well, tomorrow I might give love a try.
And tomorrow's gonna be a better day.
We'll lose our pain and our sorrow.
Yeah, we'll lose all our pain.
Lots of money.
We all make lots of money and love each other more.
Each other more. When life gets
when
better.
Life gets better tomorrow.
Oh, you know the words. Sing it with us now. Tomorrow's gonna be a better day.
Tomorrow's gonna be a better day.
Oh, we'll lose our pain and our sorrow.
We'll lose all our pain and our sorrow.
Oh, we'll all make lots of money.
Love each other more.
Life gets
better tomorrow.
Yeah, we got a couple more to go yet. Sue, come on. Sue Groom, please.
They haven't yet let me have a voice mic yet tonight, and I can see why. It's a dangerous thing. But, Don, I just want to tell you this can be done sober, and I just want you to know that.
No, we just want to know Tim is sober. Don wouldn't believe that. He left, and everything went to hell in a handbasket. This song is Solly Died for Me, Don used to say. Jesus Christ died for you, Solly died for me, and he meant it. Cherokee Mountain home, 'cause Solly died for me many years ago. I'd rather be in Cherokee than any place I know. In 1838, the Trail of Tears began, that moved every Cherokee to Oklahoma, every woman and every man. But Solly wouldn't go, he vowed that he would stay, and when the soldiers came for him, blew their lives away. But the soldiers promised him, if he'd pay for what he'd done, they'd move all they could to Oklahoma and leave the rest alone. So Solly and his sons stood in front of the soldiers' guns and gave their lives that day so the rest of us could stay. And while I'm in this world, no matter where I roam, I'll always be going back to my Cherokee Mountain home, 'cause Solly died for me many years ago. I'd rather be in Cherokee than any place I know. Cherokee Mountain home, 'cause Solly died for me many years ago. I'd rather be in Cherokee than any place I know. I'd rather be in Cherokee than any place I know. Any place I know. Any place I know. Thank you, Don, for that song.
I want to invite you to join us and use it up, wear it out. I don't care, wherever you do it. Deep. Take it, Dennis. Just get into it right quick. Back in the hills where the bears and the whippoorwills, the closest store's 35 miles away. Though I'm now a full-grown man, when I close my eyes I can hear the words my mother used to say.
Use it up, wear it out, make it do or do without. You can't pay for the things you want to buy. Wear your own They are patched, but they are clean. Walk proud, my son, and hold your head up high.
Now I've got a son of my own. He's even got his own telephone. It seems like I buy him something every day. He's got everything that money can buy, and it makes me want to cry, 'cause I know he'll never hear his mother say,
use it up, wear it out, make it do or do without. We can't pay for the things you want to buy.
your old faded jeans. They are patched, but they are clean. Walk proud, my son, and hold your head up high. Use it up, wear it out, make it do or do without. You can pay for things you want to buy. Wear your old faded jeans. They are patched, but they are clean. Walk proud, my son, and hold your head up high.
Just remember that history to some is heartfelt memories to others.
You've been listening to a tribute to Don Grooms on The Gatherings, Folk and Blues from the Land of Flowers. Frank and Ann Thomas hosted this tribute, which featured a poem to Grooms by Raven Stands Alone, followed by Jeannie Fitchin singing Wild Birds, a song about the need to find oneself. Next, we heard Dale Kreider singing Vita Chuco, Tom Shedden on Congratulations Standing Bare, Sonny Edwards on I Ain't No Florida Cracker, Bobby Hicks and Sonny Edwards on This Land, and Doug Goss on Winnebago. We close this live tribute with the full ensemble singing Don Grooms' anthem Tomorrow, followed by Sue Grooms singing Solly, and the full ensemble once again singing his signature song, Walk Proud, My Son. I'm Donna Green Townsend, and this has been The Gatherings, Folk and Blues from the Land of Flowers. On next week's show, we go into the studio for the driving gospel of Tampa Bay's Spiritual Consolators. And then we go live to the main stage of the Florida Folk Festival for the jazz and blues sounds of Pam Laws with pianist Will Barrows and special guest, fiddler Vassar Clements. We hope you'll join us. This program was produced in the studios of WUFT in Gainesville, Florida. Festival recording and mixing services provided by Jim Bickerstaff and Gravity Productions. They can be reached on the web at gravity783.com. Additional audio services provided by Mark Thompson at Providence Road Sound. Research assistance provided by the Will McLean Foundation. They can be reached on the web at willmclean.com. That's willmclean.com. The post-production engineer and producer for this series is Bill Beckett. I'm Donna Green Townsend, and this has been a production of WUFT and WJUF-FM, a public broadcasting service of the University of Florida.
Funds for this program were made possible in part by the Florida Department of State, Division of Historical Resources, producers of the Florida Folk Festival, which is held each Memorial Day weekend at the Stephen Foster Center in White Springs, Florida. 850-488-1484. For more information about this series and the artist on this program, send an email to thegatherings@wuft.org. That's thegatherings@wuft.org or call 352-392-5200.